healthy life.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. You get to actually control the content of the site. Now, just so you know, the way that the site works, pretty simple. You do have to have an account in order to submit content to the site. In fact, you have to have two accounts. I realize this seems like it's a burden, but let me tell you, it's worth the effort, because all you have to do is, once you get signed up for Free Talk Live's site at freetalklive.com, and if you also have a Reddit account, if you don't, you have to sign up for one, you can then actually control the content right there on the front page of our site.
Both are really easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do. I get it. If you're too busy to sign up for two accounts, I understand. You just can't participate in that aspect of the site. But you can still go and use the webcam for free. You can still go and download archives for free. Everything else you can do with just the regular Free Talk Live site access, which of course is free. But if you want to be able to vote and submit content right to the front page of the site, you do have to have a Reddit account, and then there's a very short process to link your Reddit account with your Free Talk Live account. From that point on, you're good to go.
It's one click. I just did it last week. I had never had a Reddit account, actually.
You would have had to sign up for the Reddit account and then the one click.
That's right.
Link up.
A
big deal.
It's really simple.
And I've seen you submitting things to the site, so thanks
for
doing that. So
sure.
You can submit whatever news or blog post or YouTube video, whatever you think our listeners will appreciate, submit it right to the front page of the site. And then others can vote whether they like or dislike. And you get to vote on things, too. So go to freetalklive.com. It helps us to know what you think is interesting. And the best way for us to know that is if you call the show, as Chris has done right out the gate here tonight. Still to come, a journalist in jail now for 400 days. We'll tell you why. Some disturbing audio of a church pastor and what he has had to say about effeminate boys and masculine girls, sort of gender role mixing.
I cannot wait.
He's, let's say, less than friendly about those ideas. We'll come back to all of those stories here if we get a chance. And, of course, your calls come first at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we go to Chris. He is in Wilmington on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Chris. Do we have Chris in Wilmington? Chris going once. Chris in Wilmington going twice. Maybe we're having some difficulties there. He just dropped off the line.
Well, something happened.
Yeah, if there's a technical difficulty, you're always welcome to call back in. And we'll get you back on. So I guess we should start with this story about Barrett Brown. He is currently sitting in a jail cell, and there were a couple stories about this that I was looking at earlier, and I think I found a better one from Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. And this story was published. There's some recent ones that were published just within the last week or so. This was published last month, but I think it's a little more detailed. In the U.S. government's campaign against journalists, Barrett Brown is one of the lesser-known victims, and now even less will be forthcoming about his story, as the Texas-based writer, satirist, and internet activist is under a federal court gag order. He's forbidden to talk about his case or the charges that could land him in prison for more than 100 years. Brown was arrested in Dallas a year ago, hit with a dozen charges of identity theft for pasting a link into the chat room of Project PM, a wiki research forum that he founded in 2009. The link led to a huge cache of hacked documents posted to WikiLeaks that had been purloined from the intelligence contractor Stratfor Global Intelligence. Among some 5 million documents, some politically embarrassing to the firm and its clients, were some files containing credit card information. Brown's linking to the huge trove containing a relatively small amount of personal financial information is the basis for the identity theft charge. Brown is also on trial for related charges of concealing evidence and threatening a federal agent. He says that he didn't know what was in the encrypted documents that he'd linked to, and he's on record condemning theft and the use of purloined credit cards by activist hackers. According to Brown, he posted the link in order to make the information available for crowdsourced research. Project PM had previously published revealing information.
Right, I mean, there's 5 million documents here. How in the world is he to know what's in all of them?
You couldn't possibly. And this is one of the things that has happened with, I don't know if it was Snowden or something that came before him, but one of those big WikiLeaks releases mm-hmm. in the past that was just so large, WikiLeaks couldn't handle it with their staff. They had to crowdsource this. They had to put it out there and say, hey, let us know what you find in all of this
to the internet. Before that, they released Bradley Manning's alleged, I guess it's not alleged now, he's been convicted, Bradley Manning's releases to
select newspapers. The Times
that.
And the Guardian, and there was one more, I think, that was either the L.A. Times
yeah,
or the...
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the Chronicle.
I think it was Der Spiegel. But anyway, they released it to several newspapers, and basically the newspapers told them to go take a hike.
Sure.
They didn't want to research all that stuff.
That's a lot of work. There are a lot of documents to go through. So the idea here was to do the same thing, was to crowdsource this information. But because he linked to them, they're saying that that's... a crime. Dozens of charges of identity theft have been brought against him. Now, Project PM, which is part of what he's helped found, had previously published revealing information about other government contractors, including a plan by contractor H.B. Gary to discredit journalist Glenn Greenwald with a disinformation campaign for his support of WikiLeaks. Explaining Brown's actions and how they fit into the larger context of journalism, The New York Times' David Carr wrote an exceptional story yesterday reporting that, keep in mind, he says, this is Carr in the New York Times, that no one has accused Mr. Brown of playing a role in the actual stealing of the data, only of posting a link to the trove of documents. Journalists from other news organizations linked to stolen information frequently. Just last week, the New York Times, The Guardian, and ProPublica collaborated on a significant article about the NSA's effort to defeat encryption technologies. The article was based on and linked to documents that were stolen by Edward J. Snowden, a private contractor working for the government who this summer leaked millions of pages of documents to Glenn Greenwald, as we all know.
This is really chilling. Very, very scary. Well, he's looking at how much time?
100-plus years.
Plus years, right.
Imagine that we got here on Free Talk Live charged with stealing music because we said Napster.com on the air. You know, back when they, you know, I don't know how one downloads torrents these days. But, you know, back in the day, you could get stolen, I'm using air quotes here, music on the internet by using Napster. What if we got it? And we certainly talked about that.
We've talked about the Silk Road multiple times here on Free Talk Live. I mean, I've basically given people instructions.
So did NPR.
Right.
Sure.
I've given people instructions as to how they can go onto the dark net, as it's called, and find hidden sites wherein you can acquire all manner of illegal things. So what's wrong with that exactly? What's the crime here? Well, there's more to this story, and that is that this guy has been reporting on things that the U.S. government is, you know, not happy about. They don't like some of the reporting that this particular reporter did, so it is believed that that is the reason why they are targeting journalists.
Sure enough.
In his September 4th ruling for a gag order, U.S. District Judge Sam Lindsay sided with the prosecution motion arguing that a gag should be imposed because Brown was trying to use the media to defend himself. Quote, assistant,
God forbid.
This from the Dallas Morning News. Assistant U.S. Attorney Candina Heath told Lindsay that Brown has tried to manipulate the media from behind bars for his benefit. She called as a witness an FBI agent who listened to jail recordings of Brown's conversations with journalists and others about the publicity that he sought. In her motion, Heath said the government believes Brown's attorney coordinates and or approves of his use of the media. She also said most of the publicity about Brown has contained false information and gross fabrications. Back to the fair piece. If trying to get a hearing in the media for one side or the other...
By the way, I'd like to point out that the fact that somebody's incarcerated while they're going up to trial is a huge advantage for the prosecution.
Sure it is.
I mean, think about it for a second. How can you prepare? How well can you prepare for a defense when you're just stuck in some cell someplace? Oh, don't tell me about the law library in these prisons. Much of that stuff is out of date and missing and useless, and it's hard to even get there. So the idea that somehow he's trying to stack the deck in his favor is patently laughable. The idea that this free woman walking around her polyester suit and her stockings and her little 3-inch you know, work heels, saying, he's trying to stack the deck and he's telling falsehoods. You've got the man locked in a jail cell and he can't defend himself. What kind of danger is he to society?
We'll come back with more. You're welcome to discuss the issue here. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you think the journalists should be kept in prison cells if they question the state and those in positions of power.
No one will say that.
It's Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It seems like over time, the the scare factor out there keeps getting worse with governments and the state, the federal government coming after people for just, in this case, a guy posted a link to 5 million documents, encrypted files online that he wanted people to help out with and crowdsource, try to figure out what of use or of value was in these files. And this was part of an investigation that this journalist, Barrett Brown, was engaging in. And the federal government has now charged him with multiple counts of so-called identity theft because it turned out that somewhere in those 5 million documents were some credit card numbers. And we don't even know if the credit card numbers were valid. I mean, for all we know, these documents were years old and those cards were expired. Doesn't even matter. There's no way he could have known what was in these 5 million documents. But that doesn't matter to the federal government. They've come after him. They've locked him in a jail cell. Well, he's been sitting there for 400 days.
You shouldn't be charged with stealing credit card numbers if you haven't stolen credit card numbers.
Well, that's true. I agree with that. But that doesn't mean they won't, right? So you're right that they shouldn't do it, but they can, and there's no consequences for them if they do. So if it turns out this guy was innocent and he spent 400 days and counting in jail, I presume he's still awaiting trial here. He spent this amount of time in jail because he's facing 100 years. And then they end up finding him not guilty. Maybe he'll end up getting some money out of it, but that money will come from the pockets of the taxpayers. It won't come from the assistant attorney general or whoever it is that brought these charges.
Certainly won't be punitive in nature.
Not usually on a pretrial incarceration.
Not usually what? He won't get any...
Probably not. I don't know that I've heard of anybody getting money for pretrial incarceration. I mean, if there's some kind
of
false arrest...
If they were wrongfully arrested? I mean,
I'd
wrongfully
love to see,
charged?
Yes, show me the case.
I got $5,000 out of the town of Palmer, and I was incarcerated for several hours.
Yeah, I'd like to see cases where people were actually awarded punitive damages for being incarcerated pretrial, specifically.
I don't think I would have gotten as much money had I not been incarcerated.
Okay.
So, anyway, Pro XP, we'll get back to the story here and your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about Pro XPN. It's proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up for a global virtual private network that connects you with their servers all around the world, allowing you to have an encrypted data connection for all of your data. So whatever it is you're doing online, whether it's just surfing the web or torrents or you name it, it'll be encrypted when it leaves your computer. So nobody who's sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets is going to be able to identify what you're doing online. Similarly, your internet service provider is going to have no idea what websites you're visiting now, because all they're going to be handling, all they're going to see coming from your computer is this encrypted data stream. This is 512-bit encryption. So your internet service provider will no longer be able to log what it is that you're doing. This is something that everyone needs if you value your privacy. This is something that you need. And go to proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up. When you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, you can do it for only $5 a month if you use our discount code, which is FTL20. FTL, the number 20, all run together as one word, to get you 20% off the lifetime of your account with ProXPN. You can use it on Mac, Windows, and there's a way to hook up Linux to where it'll work as well. Plus iOS, Android phones, they've got apps for those. One account with ProXPN covers all of your devices, which was shocking to me when I learned that. I figured, oh, yeah, you're going to have to pay for one account for every device you have. Nope, not with ProXPN. One account works on every device that you own. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up. You can try it out for free, but when you're ready to buy, there's a 7-day full refund period that you get your money back if you're not satisfied for whatever reason. But I think you will be. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get signed up tonight. Use our discount code FTL20. So right back here at your calls. Real quick, just want to give you a little bit more about Barrett Brown. This is the journalist who is currently in a jail cell awaiting trial, facing 100-plus years in prison for so-called identity theft. He is now on a gag order ever since September 4th, when a judge ruled that essentially this gag order should be imposed because he was trying to use the media to defend himself, meaning that he was trying to garner some attention in the media for what he had, for the situation that he's found himself in.
Can
here,
I
which
digress
is horrifying.
For just a second on, sure. The, on the gag order issue? There's a couple here in New Hampshire a couple years ago who had their baby taken by DCYF, and they were also put under a gag order because they had successfully gone to the press and rallied for their cause. And so since then, I've really been pretty opposed to gag orders of any kind. If someone is going to discuss their case in an effort to embolden their defense, then I think that that's absolutely something that should be allowed. I think this additional gag order on top of having the guy sitting in jail is ridiculous.
Absolutely. I mean, especially in a country where there's a supposed First Amendment right to free speech.
Sure.
So if trying to get, this is from FAIR, this the Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, this their report on this gentleman, Barrett Brown, the journalist. If trying to get a hearing in the media for one side or the other in a trial is grounds for a gag, it's a wonder that any case escapes silencing. Moreover, it's passing strange that a federal judge would gag a journalist, effectively declaring the court a First Amendment free zone, particularly in a case where the nature and practice of journalism is the core issue. No doubt many other government institutions, whether it's the IRS, CIA, or EPA, think that many discussions of their operations contain gross fabrications, but it's absurd to think they should therefore have the right to prevent citizens from talking about them. Why then should the courts, supposed to be the guardians of the Bill of Rights, be given that power? While one might hope for a flurry of stories about Brown by journalists concerned by the dubious charges, the dangerous precedent for investigative journalism and the gagging, there has been very little on the story in corporate media.
How journalist-y is he? I mean, he's really basically an activist, online activist, more than a journalist, right? I mean, I'm not saying that that doesn't make one a journalist. I'm just saying that journalists tend to think that that doesn't make you a journalist. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to work for a major news outlet for a journalist to think you're a journalist, generally.
Okay, well, I don't know what his history is. I haven't done any research and found out, you know, what is his journalistic history. Okay. I imagine if you wanted to pull up the Wikipedia article about Barrett Brown, that's Barrett with two T's.
Yeah.
You might learn more about that. But I think I found this just to be generally true, that the news media just doesn't really care that much about the rights of others in the media. I'll give you an example, Mark, rather than you speculating. I have been arrested, as I mentioned previously, for recording video in a town hall. I sent out news about that to a list of people in the radio business that is over 500 individuals. It's nearly 600 people on this email list. And every one of those emails on that list, I have personally curated, meaning that I asked each one of those individuals whether or not they would like to be on that list. So it's not like I just took a list of names from nowhere and then, or, you know, some sort of source and then just grabbed them all. No. I personally added each one of those names to the list because I had the consent of the people on that list. So of the 500-some emails that I sent out, I think I only had one bite on the story about somebody who could have been that person. The person, you know, these people in the radio business are newsmen, kind of. They'll go and they'll record video in places. They'll go to public buildings and things like that. And so I could have very well have been one of those guys, but they didn't respond to that story. And we're all about on the same level. We're all working at radio stations and on the air on radio. None of us are particularly large. You know what I mean? So I would say those are my those are people who are about the same level of influence, and they didn't care.
The guy wrote a book.
We're too busy. More coming up here in moments. 855-453. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They've been a longtime sponsor of this program, and they also sponsor the School Sucks Project, which is another great show.
Yeah, School Sucks Project is a podcast, a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and a web community. And they've got all kinds of great material there at schoolsucksproject.com. You can go out there and check out the Logic Saves Lives podcast series, where you can sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. The series includes all kinds of libertarian luminaries, including Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, James Corbett, and many others. SchoolSucksProject.com.
Let's go to the phones, and we're going to try Chris one more time. He was on the line at the beginning of the show, but something happened technically that prevented him from getting on. Chris, are you with us now?
I am, Mark. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that was Ian.
Mark's here. I'm Ian, and we also have Nemi in the studio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Ian. How you doing? Thank you guys for inviting me onto the show. I wanted to talk a little bit about Bitcoin. Me and Mark have been going back and forth online, kind of debating its merits and its downfalls.
One of the reasons I do that, Chris, is, on Facebook, a few dozen people, maybe a few hundred people might see an exchange. And, whatever the points are, they're best heard by thousands of people, tens of thousands of people on the radio. If the points are good, I mean, if it's just people talking, then, who cares, right?
Right. Well, I appreciate you guys inviting me to talk about Bitcoin. Actually, I found out about Bitcoin through Free Talk Live about a little over a year ago. Me and my wife were actually driving home from a Ron Paul meetup group, and we heard it on the radio, and I became fascinated with the idea of Bitcoin and the concept behind it. And I actually spent the last year just getting very immersed in the whole Bitcoin culture and building a profile on the Bitcoin Forum network. And just and I also started a business buying and selling Bitcoin through Facebook. I bought and sold about 700 Bitcoin, about $100,000 worth, through Facebook for reversible methods like PayPal.
All right. So your experience with Bitcoin.
Yeah, I have a lot of experience. I've used a lot of the clients, and I've talked with a lot of people, you know, who are big up in the Bitcoin community and just been heavily involved with it. About a month and a half ago, I decided to get out of it. And the reason being is that I realized that there's no potential for widespread adoption with Bitcoin.
Why is that?
I was watching a video with Ron Paul, and he was talking to Ben Bernanke. And, you know, it was one of the House financial meetings or whatever. And he, you know, he asked Ben Bernanke, well, I'm trying to figure out what is a dollar. Can you define a dollar for me? And I kind of had, you know, an epiphany. I was like, you can't define a dollar and you can't define a Bitcoin. You know, currency is supposed to be a measurement of value. But what all systems of measurement have in common is they all have a unit of measurement. A standard unit of measurement that is definable. And because Bitcoin is not definable, and because there is a limited supply of them, it can never be currency.
So does that mean dollars can be currency?
No, the dollar is a pseudo standard. You know what I mean? The dollar
is there something definable. That can be currency?
Sure, yeah. There's lots of things that can be currency. I mean,
okay.
The dollar under a gold standard was currency.
So Bitcoin's... So if dollars are a delineation of, you know, like a segment of gold, the amount of gold in possession of the government, and bitcoins are a, you know, delineation of measurement, I mean, they're definable. We know exactly what a Satoshi is. You know, you can't inflate it. You can't copy it. How is that different? I mean, because they're both commodity currencies.
But I disagree. I don't see how you could define a Satoshi. It has to be defined in terms of something. There has to be some unit of measurement. You know,
a Satoshi is a unit of measurement in the same way a dollar is a unit of measurement of silver.
Wouldn't it be defined by the code that has been written to identify it? I mean, the Bitcoin is it's something very real. I mean, there's ones and zeros in a computer code.
A Satoshi, by the way, for people who don't know, is you know, the eighth decimal point of a Bitcoin. It is the
penny of the Bitcoin.
The smallest singular unit of a Bitcoin.
But it's a pseudo unit. It's not a true unit. You know, it has to be real. Bitcoin, like you said, oh, Bitcoin's very real. No, Bitcoin's not real at all. It's totally imaginary. It's ones and zeros floating through the cloud. I mean, it's not definable.
So this is the old objection of, oh, well, this is one of the objections I had with Bitcoin in the beginning was, well, there's nothing backing it, was my objection. You know, it's not, which is the equivalent of, it's not real. You know, you can't hold it in your hand, so therefore it's not a currency.
Right, and that's not really a problem because, I mean, what's backed every currency from the dawn of time is our shared mutual belief in its value.
But there's more than that. Bitcoin is, it's not just a belief in the value of Bitcoin, but it's the proof that Bitcoin is valuable, that it's uncrackable, that it's cryptographically secure, that it is easy to transact, that the transactions are relatively fast, and that they're worldwide, and then it cuts out the middleman. These are all reasons why Bitcoin is valuable. People didn't just arbitrarily decide it was valuable. It's valuable because it's useful, and people are using it more and more, which is why we've seen the price shoot up to over $200 on Bitcoin average, I think, within the last couple of days.
212.
It's 220 by the last numbers that I saw. But that, you know, the valuation has nothing to do with the number of people that are using it, that are actually transacting in the currency. The value, and that's, you know, that's why I say having a limited amount of Bitcoin bars it from ever being a currency. Because currencies don't really change in value. Whenever the demand goes up, it's the quantity that changes. You know,
okay.
For you to have a true measure of value, you have to have a unit of value. You know what I mean? So say you were to define it in terms of gold, you know, that valuation doesn't change. You know, what Bitcoin has is a floating standard, like the dollar. It is whatever we say it is. You know, but saying that Bitcoin could be anything is the same as saying that Bitcoin's nothing.
Well, what you're trying to do is rate Bitcoin against other currencies. If I said that I would work for you for one Bitcoin an hour back when, you know, 2 years ago, that would have been a really great deal for you. But at this point, you'd be squealing and trying to get out of that contract. But you'd still be giving me one Bitcoin an hour. So if you rate Bitcoin against other currencies, yes, Bitcoin has been volatile against other things, other commodities. There's no doubt about it. As it reaches, you know, goes through the adoption curve, then at some point it will, it'll come to an equilibrium. Up to that point, it's going to look very volatile. But a Bitcoin's still a Bitcoin against a Bitcoin.
And I understand what you're saying, but my point is that it will never reach equilibrium. You know, you'll never get never get a solid Bitcoin price because it's not definable.
Well, there is no solid. Wait a second. There's no solid dollar price. There's no solid euro price. There's no solid gold price. Those prices are not stable. They change every day.
Right,
somebody bought gold a few months ago at $1,800, and now they're pretty upset because it's $1,300. They might be whining about volatility in the currency market.
Didn't silver get as high as 50 and down to 20?
But this is my point. They still got 1 ounce of gold. No matter,
and
you know, you can get
one
all
Bitcoin
this down to that. It seems to me, look, Chris, I don't
can measure a Bitcoin.
Hold on, you guys. I didn't have any privy to this conversation that you guys were having on Facebook. I don't know anything about it.
The conversation was very short.
And so all I know is what I'm hearing from you, Chris, is this objection that Bitcoin's not real, so therefore it's not money. And the fact is, it is real as money because people are using it to transact business online, and they're using it successfully. And more people are adopting it. More businesses are picking it up. That's real, man. People are using it. That's what, to me, defines a currency, whether or not it's an exchange of value between human beings. I really want to thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Feel free to call in on the subject again. I'm sitting here with a Newsweek article from 1995 that claims the Internet will fail.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Can we read that? It sounds fascinating.
I've got it here.
Internet? Coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Like the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and there you can shop at Amazon or Newegg. Some other stores are there as well. You get your shopping done, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price when you start your shopping through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it when you do that, too. So thank you in advance for just taking that extra moment and going to shop.freetalklive.com. And in fact, if you do it regularly, you can save yourself some time. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, click on the Amazon that's right for you. Maybe it's the UK, Canada, US, whichever one that you normally would go to. You click on that, and then the first thing you do, as soon as you get to the Amazon landing page, hit the bookmark button on your browser and then save that as a bookmark. Then you don't have to go back to shop.freetalklive.com. All you have to do is just hit Amazon through that bookmark that you've made, and it'll always include our little code in the URL, so we'll get credit every time you do that. So thank you again for shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go and continue with your calls and thoughts, I also want to invite you to the Free State Projects website, freestateproject.org. Will you be one of the first 15,000 signers of the Free State Project? Well, if you want to be in that first 15,000, you better get there tonight, because they are coming up quickly. Mark, you checked it, I think, yesterday, and there was something like 14,987 or somewhere.
It was really close.
Yeah, so we're within striking distance of 15,000 people who've pledged to make their move to New Hampshire to get active for liberty with other people who love freedom.
84.
Okay, so we're literally 16 away from the 15,000 mark. And you could help us, and you could help yourself, too, because being around people who love liberty sure is worth the trip. I mean, I'm so much happier, I think, in New Hampshire around people that actually understand what freedom means. There was hardly anybody like that where I came from down in Florida, where I spent my whole life, 26 years of my life, until I finally moved here. And I'd been far more social in New Hampshire as a result of that. And for me, it's been a lot more fun, too. I do a lot more. There's a lot more to do, not just socially, but also activism-wise. You can do whatever kind of activism you want to up here, whether it's getting active in the media, creating outreach opportunities, going out and, you know, getting into the streets, doing civil disobedience, doing politics. I've got a political debate coming up this Friday that I'll be attending for my city council run here. I've done civil disobedience. I do media. I've done outreach. I mean, we do everything in New Hampshire, and there's plenty of more to come as thousands more people will move. We've only got 1,400 We only have about 1,400 people who are already here in New Hampshire. So we are barely scratching the surface of what is possible with this Free State Project idea. If you love liberty, you owe it to yourself to go to freestateproject.org and learn more and get signed up and join us here in New Hampshire. Let's go to Aaron. He's in Wilmington, Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Aaron.
Hi, Mark, Ian. This is Aaron. I've called in before. Because of you guys, I got out of some serious credit card debt. I bought into Bitcoin at $10. Thanks to Mark.
Wow.
Behavior. And I also got into mining recently.
So those Bitcoins really got you out of credit card debt then. They must be real enough, huh?
Yeah, well, you can tell whoever bought them that they're not money, but I don't think they'll believe you.
Yeah, well, I don't think that that's necessarily what Chris's complaint is.
I heard him say they weren't real. I heard that multiple times.
Yeah, they are real, but I mean, you know, he knows that the online things have value. The question is what's real? I don't know what's real. Is math real? I'm not sure that math is real, because Bitcoins are math.
Well, I would say math is real. I mean, it's the basis of our world, essentially.
Well, you can't touch it. You can't carve it into a necklace. It's not real. So that's the argument.
Yeah,
and
it's silly.
If that argument speaks to your soul, then that's what you should do.
Yeah,
I still recommend holding on to a few Bitcoins, though. Even if you say to yourself, well, these aren't real, just hold on to them anyway.
Yeah. Go ahead, Aaron.
Absolutely. That's not really the reason I called. I've called because I've gotten more and more frustrated every day with our political system, and I have been for years, obviously. And I keep thinking to myself, and I want to believe it, that it's possible to pull it back the other direction. And I've tried to coin the term with my friends of progressive libertarian, of progressing towards the ideas of liberty through progressively more and more libertarian-like candidates.
So I think this might be an incrementalism.
Right. Incrementalism of pushing towards liberty.
Yeah, I like the idea of progressing towards liberty, sure.
Right. So then when you're hard on people like Ron Paul, who speaks the political, or sorry, not Ron Paul, Rand Paul, who is you could definitely say is more libertarian than Obama, is maybe not quite what you want. He knows how to speak the political speak and knows how to say, I think we should decrease the penalties on some drugs. I mean, anything from almost all drugs to almost no change. It kind of speaks to people in a way that they're not so scared and perhaps might help us make this incremental change.
Well, here's how I feel about that. If a politician doesn't get me excited, I don't care about them. I'm not going to spend any time or money or effort on them because my time is very limited. I only have so much of it, and I imagine you're the same way. So if I only have so much time, I'm going to spend my time on the things that I think are the most effective. And I think local action is far more effective than spending time on some sort of national campaign. Did I spend time on Ron Paul's campaign? Yeah, I spent some money on Ron Paul's campaign. I don't think I really went out and waved any signs or anything like that. But
I had them up on my, next to my property.
I did have a sign up on my property. I went that far with it. So I certainly gave Ron Paul some contributions and a little bit of time because I felt like he was actually doing something to spread the ideas of liberty. I'm under no delusion that somebody like a Ron Paul would be electable in Washington, D.C., because the system is just fixed. And I guess I'm different from you in that way, Aaron. I don't think there's any point in spending any significant amount of interest or time on the federal government and trying to reform it. If I'm going to spend time within the political system, which I generally consider to be wasteful, I think that politics is a particularly inefficient method of activism. However, in New Hampshire, we've shown that it's actually possible. It's feasible to actually get liberty-minded people elected here. And not only get elected, but actually have them pass some laws that could actually help, that do actually help with the advancement of liberty. Like, for instance, the jury nullification law here in New Hampshire that doesn't exist anywhere else in the country that I'm aware of. So that's just one example of many of the things that have happened here. So to me, if I'm going to spend time on politics, I'm going to spend it on the candidates that actually love liberty here in New Hampshire locally. I'm going to spend it going to the state house and, you know, lobbying to change legislation. I'm going to spend it speaking to the city council, even though that never does anything. But I feel like I can have a greater effect here in the local area, and I think there's evidence to show that, at least in New Hampshire, you can have an effect. How effective you'll be in Delaware or in, you know, whatever other state that our listeners might be, That's a big question mark. But Rand Paul doesn't excite me in the least, and he won't until he starts talking about liberty in a principled manner. And sorry.
You know what? It's the most concise, well-spoken statement of your beliefs that I've ever heard you say, and you actually convinced me. I think that my argument for was simply a cry for help in a situation where I feel helpless.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, I used to feel helpless as well when I was living in Florida because it was pointless. I mean, I was involved in the Libertarian Party very heavily down there, and I spent thousands of dollars because I was the one who bought the booth at the county fair. That was my money that I put up for that.
Yeah,
every
did.
Booth at the gun show, every booth at
the gay
and lesbian pride fest that I did, I put the money up for that. I staffed it 8 hours a day.
You bought ads during the campaign for Harry Brown?
That's right. Yeah, I put in thousands of dollars in Florida, and it got me nowhere for the most part. I mean, I had experience. I got out in the street, and I did things, and so from that aspect, it was valuable. But ultimately, it didn't change anything in Florida. Nothing got better, and so politics is a real tough thing to do on a long-term basis. It's draining. Nimmy.
When I heard the caller use the phrase progressive libertarian, it kind of made me chuckle because I think that in my experience, it's a progressive libertarian is toward anarchy, not even smaller government, just right to the end. I can really relate to where the caller is. I mean, even when I started doing the show a couple of years ago, I was really holding out some hope that there was something to be saved. Can't we, out of all this mess, pull some gem that can you know... and you know, honestly, and doing being around activists and having the Free State Project here, and the work that I've done for the show, the things that we talk about here every week, you know, I really have given up on the federal government, frankly, and I don't hold out much hope for the state government, even though it is New Hampshire. I don't know where the government, you know, how the Delaware government is, but if I'm not having much hope for what is apparently the most liberty-oriented government in the United States, then I don't know. Then anarchy is really the only option left, is it not?
Yeah. I mean, Delaware has pretty low taxes, and they've got gay marriage now, but...
You know, I've got to say, Delaware was on the list of Free State projects, and by the way, it was the one that I was rooting for.
Because it was the most southern?
Yeah, it was the most southern. And it had some advantages. I mean, it really did.
Yeah.
I've got some thoughts on Rand Paul.
Aaron. We'll bring you back here if you'd like to continue the discussion. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Hour 2's next. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.